passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. For many people, selling seems like so much hard work. But according to Joshua Gilbertson from Sandler London City, there are ways to make the process far less demanding.
I think there's loads of different areas in which salespeople and professionals, those in client development, work way too hard. They often put far too much pressure on themselves. So I guess in answer to your question, there's many ways. But one of the key areas to focus in may be in the area of objection handling. So I think when we go out and we work with full sales teams or individuals, a lot of people are taught to handle objections in a very, very conditioned way. So they're taught exactly what to say in response to a particular objection and trying to overcome it by selling features and benefits, for example. So they just think, right, sell them more, sell harder, get more enthusiastic, give them more examples. But I think, first of all, one of the key things to realize is that what the professional salesperson learns is the only person who should answer an objection is the prospect, not yourself. Because the key is that if you get on the back foot of trying to defend yourself, being defensive, as a prospect is typically going to come back with another objection. Say where a prospect says to a traditional salesperson, your price is too high. Now, a traditional salesperson would probably come back and start justifying it by saying, yes, and we give fantastic service and we go the extra mile and you're getting all of these added benefits and blah, blah, blah. So it can get very traditional response. And again, the salesperson is on the back foot or on the defensive. So rather, I guess what a professional salesperson would respond with would be something along the lines of, well, it sounds like you've made a decision not to go ahead with us based on price. Just out of interest, why do you think it is that we're too expensive?
At that point, I can imagine the prospect must look at you a bit and go, I'm not used to that. I mean, are they really going to answer that question?
Yeah, you're actually right. Often what it does do to a prospect, it takes them off autopilot. So often a prospect is conditioned, you know, they're just conditioned on an autopilot by what we call the buyer-seller dance, where they're just conditioned. As soon as you say a pound, they say in response, my gosh, that's too expensive. Because it's an automatic response. So you, as a professional salesperson, need to learn to break that pattern. And this is what it does. It sort of strips what we call strips line to get to an authentic communication with the prospect. So often they will look at you and think, oh, wow, this is a bit different. But at least they'll come to answering that question.
And if they do have a really good reason why they think it is too expensive, is there a way of overcoming that? Or is it just a case of saying, that seems fair enough?
Yeah, perhaps it is situational. I think that what we're talking about here is the setup to this point. If you have done a very good pain step, well, of identifying exactly how much their problems are costing them and how it's impacting them personally in their lives, say if that's £1 million or £100, for example, if they had a £100 problem and you come to them and say, well, solving this problem is going to cost you £10, I don't know if they're really going to come to you and say it's too expensive. Again, if they can get exactly the same offering and exactly the same price from elsewhere, it probably makes sense that they go there.
And you were saying this is like one area in which salespeople do work too hard. Are there other areas in which they can apply the same kind of thinking and work less hard?
Yes. There's several other areas could be where they work too hard putting lots of proposals and presentations together, or where they're chasing people who are never going to be a yes. You're hoping, living on, again, that bridge of hope, hoping that one day this person will close just if I keep calling them. So that comes down to a lack of setting what we call an upfront contract with very clear next steps in every interaction. Other areas they work too hard could be they are spending all their time presenting as opposed to having dignified discovery conversations with prospects. So sales should be an equal playing field where you as a salesperson are having, and the prospect, you are both going through a discovery process of identifying together whether you should work together or not. And that shouldn't be a too intensive process.
That's Joshua Gilbertson from Sandler London City. And there are lots more interviews available on demand at passionfortheplanet.com.
This is a Passion for the Planet sound publication. For more information about Passion for the Planet sound publishing, visit passionfortheplanet.com.